Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Presley works on the first base side of the rubber. Sets up high, kicks and fires. Fam swings. Ground ball to second. Fielded on the edge of the outfield grass by Horner. They'll throw to first in time. Cubs win as they start this series off right. A 3-2 victory over the Pirates.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. How about Jameson Taillon yesterday? Shout out to J-Mo for yet another. I know you don't like him, Dustin, but
I think that's inaccurate.
He doesn't like the idea of quality starts. That's where I was going.
Well, he likes Jameson Taillon.
No, I'm saying you don't like the quality start, but he had.
I think the quality start stat, when you put home runs and stuff, it's a little out of whack.
But he had, that was like his sixth straight quality start. I'm just saying he is the. He is sort of the definition of consistency.
Well, regardless of what you call it or how you quantify it.
He doesn't like Jameson Taillon. I
don't think that's fair either. I believe Jameson Taillon, at a time when the Cubs needed him most, has stepped forward and been very consistent. No Shota. We know no Steele. And Jameson Taillon has assumed the role. Would you call him the de facto ace right now? Because they
de facto.
If you have to name one,
yes.
If you had to rank the Cubs starters.
If you had one game and you had to win it.
Jameson Taillon. Because you know what you're going to get?
Yes.
A quality start.
That's it. That's it. And I know, Dustin, you despise
you gotta get it.
That designation, quality start. But he was, that was a quality start.
He took
yesterday.
You into
that was
the
quality
seventh.
Last night.
Yeah.
That
into the seventh. Yeah. 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 7 Ks. I like everything that he brought against his former team, the team that drafted him second overall.
That's what stood out to me last night. I mean, obviously, you could throw it in the Google machine. I didn't realize that he was the number 2 overall pick in the baseball's amateur draft. That's pretty good.
Mully just scoffed at that.
Oh, no, I laughed at the idea that, you know, I just think that he's sort of a veteran guy now that's bounced around a bit. I don't think of him as a Pirate. That's all.
Pirate, Yankee, Cub.
Yes.
Do you think you forget that he was a Pirate?
Do you think that he remembers that? Do you think?
Yes,
that,
of course he does. You remember everything that happens to you.
Imagine the players that have come through Pittsburgh.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Garrett Cole, Jameson Taillon,
Paul Skeens,
future Yankee Paul Skeens on the mound today.
Why don't the Cubs trade for him?
They.
I'm talking about today.
Today, after today, they can hit. They can rough him up like they did on May 1st. Hit 3 homers, and then say, you know what? We'll take them off your hands. Damaged goods. Hey, Cade Horton pitches today. I like the fact, this is maybe, I'm searching for something here. But
you are the only one that sees the connection.
Is that right?
I think you are.
Okay.
I think
this is not a battle between two of the best young, no, okay, I don't,
that's
let me phrase that.
That's how you were saying it.
Is this a matchup between two of the most promising young right-handers in the National League or not?
Oh, no.
I think it's a matchup between two young pitchers, but one guy has firmly established himself as the best young pitcher. Cade Horton, I like Cade Horton, not as much as you do. I don't believe that you can, you know, project. I think he's done really
seventh overall
than
pick, Mully.
David,
seventh overall
David,
draft
the world's
pick.
Filled with high draft picks that some work and some don't. J-Mo was number two overall, right?
I think it's too early to say that Cade Horton won't. Or
I know, I'm not saying he won't. I think he will. But I think it's too early to say best young right-hander in baseball.
Well, I think promising was the key word.
You're comparing him to Skeens, who's at a different level than everybody because he came right in, right up, and look at where he is. And now the real conversation about Skeens is – where's he going to end up because he's too good to remain in Pittsburgh?
I think that's premature hogwash because, yes, I do know that Paul Skeens is going to probably have a hard time staying in Pittsburgh, but it's a second. I mean, He just got here.
But he didn't just get here. He's generally regarded as the best young pitcher in all of baseball.
He is that. But the Pirates still don't have a lot of team control.
Oh, I know. But
they've got to get something out of his experience.
I've read at least three or four stories at the idea of they need to rebuild. He's going to eventually go. They need to trade him and get everything humanly possible.
Those are stories I would not have written.
All of the team control and the word promising and the Cubs need for a ace plus Shota to return to the way he was before he left. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to use Cade Horton to get that ace, let's say,
no.
Chris Sale?
No. You're asking me the question Bruce asked last Saturday morning. It's a good one.
I missed that. Sorry.
Okay. Cade Horton for Chris Sale, and I said no.
Just a flat out no.
No.
And you didn't think about it really long either.
No.
Well, but I'm not arguing that, honestly.
No.
But if they were
because no.
But if there were a younger version of Chris Sale, I wouldn't do it for a year, even if it won you the World Series. Well, I don't know. Maybe if it won you.
That's
the World
the.
Series.
I mean, I know, but to
win the pennant.
But, I would hope you could entice him with someone other than Cade Horton.
But I would trade Cade Horton for Paul Skeens.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, because the stage of their careers is more similar. Chris Sale would be a calculated risk that he would put you over the top and stay healthy enough to stay.
But I like Cade Horton, and I think he's got a promising future.
Right.
But I think that Paul Skeens is established as a guy that could end up being one of the all-time greats. One of the all-time greats. You could see him turning into a guy that ages really well and wins tons of games. Like, just look at the guy, for mm-hmm. God's sake.
Skeens is definitely going to be around for a long time.
And he's at a different level than Cade Horton. And that's not an insult to Cade Horton. Cade Horton's just starting out.
Oh, there's no question about it. They are different levels right now.
How about Zach Gallen?
What about Zach Gallen?
For Cade Horton.
No, because...
I'm not trading Cade Horton for a guy who's a rental.
You got to pay him.
I'm not trading...
I'm asking the question.
Cade Horton is with... He may not be your version of Paul Skeens or whatever you want to... Remove Paul Skeens from the equation. Cade Horton was drafted to be the ace of your staff for a very long time. He ran into injuries... That created some inconsistency, and now he's here. Has he started off great? I would say above average. It's not been great, but I don't think he's somebody that, to me, is a candidate to flip for a veteran that's going to put you over the top, especially if that veteran is a rental. I would want to keep Cade Horton.
You wouldn't trade him for a rental.
No. Even if you get greedy, even if you want to go over the top now. He's going to be the guy that probably teams would want as we get closer to the deadline. We could ask Bruce. See, Bruce liked the idea. I think he posed the trade scenario because he would do it. I don't want to speak for him. We'll find out. But no, I think I would be very careful in getting rid of 23-year-old potential aces.
But could Cade Horton keep up with Skeens tonight?
Is it
today? Excuse me.
I guess that's more my point.
That's
as
more
as I get killed
viable.
On the text line. Yeah, I do think that it's more of a viable statement to make that pitch for pitch, inning for inning, on any given Friday afternoon, Cade Horton could keep up with Paul Skenes.
But Paul Skenes, as we mentioned, is he's what is he, 4-6? What was his record?
He's 4-6 with a 1.88 ERA with a WAR of 3.6.
So I'm guessing I haven't looked at Cade Horton, but his I would say that his ERA is probably double that, if not more. What is his ERA?
His ERA is probably
Cade Horton's?
Yeah,
4.11.
4.11.
Okay.
That's the 4-1-1 on Cade Horton.
Yeah.
His ERA is 4.11.
Thanks for that.
Is there a sponsor for that later on?
I don't know. Probably.
The pitching 4-1-1 brought to you by.
You're going to have to learn that. Get ready.
I've got the log.
Ticking down. Pregame starts in 5 hours.
But I like Cade Horton. I just don't think we should talk about him in the same. Well, I don't like him as much as you do.
Okay, but
I don't have a photo of him up in my house.
I don't either.
Oh, are you sure?
I don't either.
It replaced the Farrah Fawcett one we've heard about from back in the day.
No. That wasn't me. That was my brother.
Oh, your brother.
That was my brother. The Farrah Fawcett poster that my mom came into his bedroom and took it off the wall and tore it up into shreds.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was like a really popular poster.
It was a moment.
Wasn't it?
Like, I wonder if there's like a statistic on that, like how many of those were sold.
Oh, I think there is a statistic.
Right. I mean, it's like every kid that grew up in the 80s had that on his bedroom.
How many Catholic moms went into their
son's
bedrooms and tore the shreds
up?
Yeah.
Did she find like a giant hole where he had crawled out and escaped from your house?
Yeah. The window was
escape from Indiana.
Half open. Although, you know, it's funny because that was the bedroom in the house that I grew up in, essentially, where. If you opened up the window and you climbed out, there was the antenna and we had one of those antennas out to the house. You could climb down. You could sneak out of the second floor.
You had to have a room you could sneak out of.
Definitely. And, you know, it was fun to do on occasion. Every now and then. But no, I never had a Farrah Fawcett.
Because David's mom does listen.
She does listen.
You better be careful.
She does listen. She's up. I guarantee you that. She texted me yesterday when I disparaged her strawberry rhubarb pie.
Well, I don't think you disparaged it. I think you said you were weaned on it, and the one that arrived was...
It was clumsy. I regretted it.
Better than your mother's.
Yeah. I never want to dismiss my mom like that. I felt bad about that
the rest of
the day.
I think we had a little meeting after I didn't say anything. We all felt bad.
I know.
Did you finish it? That's the question.
No, I didn't.
Did you take it home?
I didn't
take it home?
I forgot it here.
David.
Oh, no kidding.
I
didn't have any more because I was leaving it for you to take home.
I had a piece and a half, and then I forgot. I had to get going. I had a workout to get to and all that stuff. You know, I had a big day yesterday. Yesterday was a big day.
They're all big.
They're all big. You're right. They're all big.
But no, I like, seriously, I think that... I think that Cade Horton has had a great beginning to his career. I don't know if I feel like it's going to last more than another month or maybe 2 months top.
See, what I think is that what I don't know is that the injury factor, the durability factor, how he's coming back. And this is really the first full season that we're seeing him. So expectations are really hard to gauge. So you're and I am somewhat can be a prisoner of the moment, especially when it comes to the Cubs. And so I think that when I'm seeing him look pretty good on the mound or start to fulfill some of those expectations, all of a sudden my head goes back to the guy they drafted out of Oklahoma. And you think, boy, when they drafted him, the expectations were way up here. He did run into some problems. He did run into some injuries. And you started to wonder. So I'm cautiously optimistic that he can maybe be used in a way that's smart the rest of the season and contribute to a team that has, you know, legitimate shot to win the pennant. But I don't know if maybe I'm a little bit ahead of things. Paul Skenes is, you know, one of the
he's an established player.
He's probably the best young pitcher in baseball.
Yes, he is. He is.
So it's a tough comparison. But I like the matchup, and I like the challenge because the Cubs, he is as close to their version of Paul Skenes as they're going to get in their organization. He's their best pitcher in the Cub organization. Yes.
Well, I think Shota is probably the best pitcher in the Cubs organization right now.
If you project over the next 3 years.
I'm talking about right now.
Okay, right now. Well, Shota's injured. Injured.
Well, he's,
and when he comes back, okay.
He's still going to be injured, you're not.
We'll find out. He's never come back from an injury. I don't know what to expect from Shota Imanaga.
I think they're being super cautious and careful. He's pitching tomorrow.
Where?
In Arizona.
Against who?
Against whatever the rookie league team or whatever's out there.
Exactly.
I mean, he's on the bump. He's. I'm just saying, he's trying to work his way back.
I know.
I just wonder, and I mean this sincerely, do they need to go out, and I believe this, they need to go out and get a pitcher who's better than Shota.
Yes.
Better.
Amen.
Than Shota. Okay, they need to get the best pitcher in the organization.
Been saying that all week. Yeah. Been saying that for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This is why we're talking about Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly.
Yeah,
and
they
got to
get
Sale
someone like that. Yes.
And
yes.
Somebody who, maybe Sandy Alcantara. Who,
I mean, but Zach Gallen is a guy who you give a ball to in game one of the World Series, in game three or four of the World. Like, Zach Gallen is that kind of a guy.
That's what they need.
And that's exactly what they need.
Yeah. I think if they got to get to that at some point.
Ben Brown for Zach Gallen, who says
no. If they want to get through. The problem is that I think there are larger issues. Zach Gallen is out of contract at the end of the year.
Again, are you showing Kyle Tucker, if you do something like that, that hey, like, you know, we're for real. Like, you know, we respect the fact that you're here. We want to do the best by you.
Or are you telling him, hey, listen, thanks for coming, and you had a good year, but now we got to give him all the money.
Now we're going to pay Zach Gallen.
Well, any pitcher you get, if it is on an expiring contract, there's going to be very little expectation that he's going to stay.
Yes.
The big investment will come, or the big attempt to invest will come with the Kyle Tucker contract. That's just, I think that's reasonable speculation. They're not going to ever come out and say that, but if you get a pitcher at the end of his deal, then that guy is more likely to enter free agency than Kyle Tucker, or you're more willing to let him go than a guy who is corner piece or centerpiece of what you want to build moving forward.
Should they have traded for Garrett Crochet?
Yes.
Because that would have been that'd be a guy that is exactly what you described.
Yes, definitely. I think at the time we talked about how that would have made sense for the Cubs, and the Cubs were as good of a match as any team in the Garrett Crochet sweepstakes. The Orioles at the time, Cubs, and certainly the Red Sox came up with a very appealing package.
They gave a great package.
And the Sox made a nice trade, because you look at some of those guys, already you've gotten good returns from Mydroth, you promising return from Kyle Teal, and your guy Winkelmann Gonzalez.
He's next. He's the next Red Sox trade piece on the way.
Okay, you know what?
Before
if you're
going to
make fun
Montgomery.
Of me for being a Cade Horton guy, there's nobody in the Sox organization that you pine for more than Winkelmann Gonzalez.
Yeah, I think that's unfair. I think what happened was you mentioned that trade and you rattled off the three names and you forgot Winkelmann Gonzalez. And I mentioned Winkelmann Gonzalez and you have thought me obsessed with him since.
I think you're quite obsessed.
That's all it was.
I think you're quite obsessed.
But the fact that I mentioned Winkelmann Gonzalez and mentioned that I love the first name Winkelmann, if I could have another child, I would totally, boy or girl, name it Winkelmann.
I think that's a great family name. It is. You know what? I'm never going to forget it. We'll never forget the guy who was the fourth player and prospect in that trade, because you don't forget a name like Winkelmann. You just don't.
Great name.
Braden Montgomery, Kyle Teal, Chase Mydroth, and Winkelmann Gonzalez.
Hey, Jeff is listening on the Odyssey app. He's got a White Sox trade for you, David.
All right. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. First off, congratulations to Dustin Rhodes for getting a gig. Life is all about experiences, and I hope he has a great one today. I think he'll do well. If Adrian Hauser pitches really well today, do you see a plan for him to go cross town, and what would you give up as a Cub to get Adrian Hauser? Because I don't think he's part of the White Sox future at 32 years of age. What would you give up if you were a Cubs
great,
general manager?
Great question, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for holding. I like what Adrian Hauser has done. He is a guy that was left, you know, for his career left for dead in the minor leagues in Texas. The Cubs have to think bigger. They have to aim higher than Adrian Hauser, who is basically your version of Brad Keller, Chris Flexen, and Adrian Hauser.
I got to tell you something. Adrian Hauser, what he has done thus far is like, I don't even know how to like, I don't know how to feel about it, how long it lasts, what to think about it. It's just been extraordinary.
Found money.
That they found the guy and he's been as good as he
found
is.
Found money.
If he does it again,
I mean,
I don't know how you trade for him, but I think it's pretty extraordinary. I think it's more of an oddity than a legitimate, like,
he's flippable,
trade piece.
But if you're the Cubs, let's stay consistent with what we said.
Right.
You want to go out and get a pitcher that's better than Shota Imanaga. And Adrian Hauser isn't.
Adrian Hauser.
No, he's not. I'm not falling for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Due respect to what he's accomplished, but I want the Cubs to aim higher.
All right. We got Bruce next. We'll ask Bruce. We'll get all this info from the man himself. Bruce Levine joins us. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And now let's send it downstairs where Bruce Levine is standing by.
All right, guys, I'm here with Carson Kelly, and there are a lot of stars in this game tonight. We're going to start with the seventh inning, and you and Brad Keller. You have a bases loaded situation. He already hit a guy, he walked a guy, and then you have their best hitter up there, and you guys refused to give in to him. Talk about that sequence.
Yeah, I mean, we went out and tried to slow things down, and Brad did a good job of getting back into it. He had good feel for his slider, so we leaned on that for that at bat. And all in all, you know, great pitch, great sequence, and great win for us.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to our dear friend Bruce Levine. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo, Sportsradio6.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. And a lot of reasons why your Chicago Cubs are among, if not the best team in the National League. And a lot of credit goes to manager Craig Counsell. But the players are the ones that seem to get it done smarter than most, getting the most out of their abilities. So where would you like to begin today?
Bruce, I think what you said after the game, by the way, thanks for getting up for us this morning because you were there till the bitter end, and it was a joyous end for the Cubs. But Brad Keller, bases loaded, and I think what he did just represented a microcosm what the bullpen has been for the last 25 games when their ERA, I think, is sub one. They've been really, really good. What was it about that sequence that stood out to you?
So you have O'Neill Cruz, their best hitter, one of the best young players in the game, up with the bases loaded after Keller hits a guy and walks a run in after a tremendous start by Jameson Taillon that I'm sure you guys want to get to after this. But the reality was you have a game situation there, and you have one of the best fastball hitters in Major League Baseball up. They refuse to throw fastball. Keller throws six or seven sliders in a row and finally strikes him out on one with the bases loaded. So again, Keller gets a lot of the credit, but so does Kelly for calling that sequence. You know, you have 3-1 and he throws a slider. 3-2, he throws a slider. 3-2 again, a foul ball, he throws a slider to strike him out. That takes a lot of investment in belief by the pitcher with the catcher making a pitch, but also the catcher not giving in to what he would know would be a cripple situation for O'Neill to be able to hit with the bases loaded, getting a fastball. Now, that's how you win baseball games. Let's move it forward to the eighth inning where Detroit, right, where Pittsburgh has their best hitters coming up,
yep,
right? They have their second, third, and fourth hitters after Cruz, McCutchen, Reynolds, and Horowitz coming up. So what does Counsell do? Counsell, instead of using his closer in the ninth inning, like normal situations go after a guy's earned closer role, instead he uses his best power pitcher in using Palencia, who gets them 1-2-3. The added on great segment for the evening is that you have Ryan Pressly come in the ninth, get the save against a softer part of the lineup, build up his confidence. So now you have a convolution of different things going on here. You win a ball game, you use your closer to get the best hitters out, and you build up another guy who continues to be more important in your bullpen. You know, tip of the hat to Craig Counsell for all of that.
Yeah, that was masterful, and you win another one-run game, and they've been doing that, and that's been what separates them from other teams. They get those games. They do something they didn't do a year ago. Remember all the blown saves? They it's pretty extraordinary, and you know, using your best pitcher in the biggest moment is something that he's talked about and that he's done in the past, and it was really good. Because I think you're right. I think we saw Pressly kind of the last time out, he got a couple guys on, and then all of a sudden he starts cranking it out, and he's hitting 95.
Right.
And so you're kind of looking at him like that's a couple of good outings together for him, which he's going to need as you move forward here.
Right. So, I mean, the key is you win a close ball game. You get four hits in the game. Two of them are home runs. And you continually build your bullpen's not only strength but believability in itself to the point where, you know, over the last 26 games, the ERA, the bullpen, is 0.90. So incredible. That's over a month now that they've done that continuously. So, you know, again, impressive on the field, impressive managing of the team as well.
Bruce, what are you expecting today? Paul Skeens, Cade Horton. And what role will Cade Horton play, or how often will his name come up in trade conversations as the Cubs pursue an ace?
Well, if you want Chris Sale, he's going to have to be in the trade, right?
No.
I mean, no?
I mean, I don't
if
know.
If you're Atlanta,
but would you give him up? No.
Well, I mean, Would Chris, can you envision a World Series with the pitching staff they have right now, which is a very good staff, probably lacking an ace, although Imanaga, you know, in another couple weeks will be back. But can you imagine a pitching staff of the Cubs going to the World Series and winning it without a more quality guy like Chris Sale on the mound?
It's a good question. I reserve the right to change my mind. On June 13th, my snap reaction was no.
I think the one thing we learn in that Detroit series is that
you need a guy like that.
As good as was it Ben Brown in that game? As good as he pitched,
yeah.
He's no Scooble.
Right.
And
no,
Scooble
no question.
Is the difference between those teams. And then you saw Jack Flaherty pitch pretty good. Bruce, we were talking about it today. You need a pitcher. You need to go out and get a pitcher, not just a starting pitcher, a pitcher who's better than Shota. And then you need him and Shota to be in your rotation.
Do you have to use Horton to get a guy like that?
I would say probably yes. I mean, again, you know, are you willing to give up some of the future going forward to try to win the World Series? Everything they've done to this point is pointing to we want to win a World Series. You know, giving up some inventory to get one of the top five players in the National League and acquiring Kyle Tucker for right field. That's one way to look at it. The other is, you know, you have a situation where you have a pretty nice lead right now on June 13th, mm-hmm. and 5.5 games, and Hoyer's out there talking about acquiring a pitcher now. Okay, he's not talking about waiting to the deadline, but getting it now. He's letting the baseball world know through the media that he's looking for that starting pitcher now. We're open for business. So everything they talk about, everything that they're looking toward right now, it to me they're saying we're going to try to win the World Series.
See, here's my problem with that, Bruce. I'm not arguing with the mentality now, but I think that they pursued Bregman, but did they really? Right? They finished fourth in the 14 bidding. For
not a
him.
$40 million player, Mike.
I'm just saying they didn't do everything possible, right? Now, maybe they felt that Matt Shaw was going to – then they traded Cody Bellinger, and what did they do with that money, that influx? They seemed wait and see to get to this point. And now the question is, are they going all in? And if they go and get a pitcher, that like we described, who's better than Shota – and that good, let's put it that way, then they change their fortunes come playoff time. But we've yet to see him, to see them truly commit to that. There's been talk, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, 40,137 on a Thursday night disagree with you, Mike. I mean, that was incredible last night. I'm not trying to
No, it's okay.
I'm just trying to say that there's great belief in this fan base, and you know, again, I think the ownership and Hoyer and everybody else is going to be in. Remember back to last August, you know, I bring this up periodically, and what Craig Counsell said, which shocked the Chicago Cub Nation by saying, "Look, we're not doing enough right now to try to win a World Series, try to go deep in the playoffs. We're just not doing it." I think that resonated throughout the organization from top all the way to the bottom, that you got a manager here that's not just going to sit there and watch you guys try to win 85 games. We have to be a 90-plus win team. Right now, they're certainly on pace for that. They're on pace to win 100 right around there. So, assuming that you're good enough to win right now, I don't think they're doing that. I think they know they have to add to this team.
Bruce, I'm never sure what purpose this serves, and maybe we overstate it in the media, but are you connecting Jed Hoyer in Philadelphia, going on MLB Network and talking to the assembled media off schedule, frankly, sure, as a way of letting the league know we're open for business and we want to move sooner rather than later?
Yeah, he's not a dumb guy. He really is not. I mean, it's using the media to your advantage, and you know, he's doing that right there. He could have easily waited to come home, just like you pointed out, David, and normally talk to the media on the first day of a you know, a 10-game series that they're going to be home. Instead, he chose to do that in front of a, you know, in the back end of a series where they were 4-4 at the time and playing teams over 500 again, which they'll be doing again after the Pittsburgh series. So I think when they look at the schedule, guys, and they see the next 25 games after Sunday are all against 500-plus teams, teams that are over 500 up until the All-Star game, they know they have to start playing their best baseball, and they might need additions. And one of them will be Imanaga toward the end of the month, and the other hopefully will be a pitcher that they make a deal for before the All-Star game.
Are they playing their best baseball? I mean, do you feel like they play better baseball earlier?
I think that you are getting surprising results from some guys. So after the game, PCA, again, who hit another home run, he does it every day, right? He said, you know, the bottom of the order, they moved me up from seventh, right? And then Kelly, all of a sudden, isn't, you know, Johnny Bench anymore. He's just a really good catcher, right? So the bottom of the order isn't producing the way it did. You have really good hitters in Nico Hoerner and Shaw, who's hit over 300 since he came back from the minor leagues, hitting over 300, batting eighth and ninth. Okay, it's pretty good. I think a lot of lineups would like to have that, but they haven't not the been same run production.
But that's what I was going to say. They're not scoring runs in the same way.
Yeah, and they can win the 3-2 games.
Yes, and they did. They did yesterday.
Right.
PCA. So, that was the ninth highest pitch hit this year for a home run. I mean, that was insane that he swung at that pitch, let alone connected with it. And then he's had the two lowest pitched home runs.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, that guy is having a year. Like, it's just extraordinary that he can hit everything in the zone.
It's like he's got one of those big wiffle ball bats.
It's incredible.
You know what? There's a term for it in baseball, and it's called bad ball hitter. Mm-hmm. And you go back to the old days, and Yogi Berra, an old Hall of Famer with the Yankees, who holds a million World Series records, was one of those guys who would hit everything out of the zone and hit line drives and home runs. Vladimir Guerrero Sr., certainly going into the Hall of Fame as a bad ball hitter. Maybe that's who Pete is. You know, there's no real good way to pitch him. You know, maybe a fastball down the middle is the best way to get him out because he hits everything everywhere else. And you know, he also elaborated about having his first day off on Wednesday, and in his own way, he said, "Yeah, he fought with Craig Counsell on trying to stay in because he wants to play every game." And he said, at the same time, he said, "I, Counsell is, you know, the man. You know, I trust everything he does, but you know, the competitor inside of him, you know, and the 23 years old that he is." Told him everything about, I need to be in the game. He said he didn't know what to do with himself after the, you know, during the game. He was pacing.
Wherever you pitch it, he can hit a PC anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's an incredible, you know, the 90-mile-an-hour pitch above his neck just goes out of the ballpark. And when Terry Francona was in the great manager of the Reds, and I was at the ballpark with him. He was on with us that weekend as well. And he said to me, I said, what stands out? He goes, bat speed. He has incredible bat speed, and he can catch up to anything, anywhere, in and out of the zone. So, you know, it's a scary, scary hitter.
Great stuff, Bruce, as always. Really appreciate it, bud.
Thanks, guys,
Bruce.
Have a great weekend.
Yep.
That
see you
is our guy, Bruce Levine. Yeah, that's always fun. That's good stuff. 312-644-6767. That is the telephone number.
Ryan Pressly said something about studying with a teammate.
This is incredible.
We need to talk about
it. Yeah, we got to get to that next. Mullion Hall on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Ryan deserves a ton of credit here for what he's, how he's bounced back. You know, if you look at his season, he's had one bad inning, and you know that inning resulted in some changes on our end, and he's put up zeros ever since.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score of that, of course, the manager, that is Craig Counsell, and. It was really interesting because he's talking about...
One bad inning.
May
6th. And it was bad, Mully. Eight earned runs. Yes. And Ryan Pressly, in 14 appearances since, has not given up an earned run.
That's amazing.
14 appearances since that eight-run inning, and he has not given up an earned run, even after being demoted. But then he was demoted, and then he tried to figure out what was wrong.
Well, I got to tell you, you love hearing stories like the one we're about to tell, where he goes to one of the best, how would you put it, like students of the game.
Cerebral teammate.
No question.
Yeah.
And you hear him all the time. When Ian Happ comes on and talks baseball, he's following every part of it, and he really knows the game, and he really loves all the minutia of it. And he breaks down a lot of tape, mm-hmm. and he does a lot of homework.
He's a grinder.
So Ryan Pressly goes to him and wants to watch tape with him because he wants he looks at himself and sees what he does, but he wants to know, how do you look at what I do? How do you evaluate what I have to do?
You know, a lot of people have reached out to me, friends, teammates that I've played with, you know, teammates that I looked up to, and even younger guys, you know, like they, you know, everybody, you know, can have something to say to you. And, you know, I'm always open-minded and, you know, I love talking about baseball and, you know, seeing what other people think or what they would do in that situation. And, you know, I had Happer write a full report on me and see what a hitter thinks on me and stuff like that. So, you know, position players help pitchers too. So I, you know, can be thankful for my teammates and, you know, helping me in a really bad situation, I guess.
So did he volunteer that, or what was this report that he?
No, he's already got a lot on his plate, you know, trying to get ready for the game, and I added a little bit extra to see if he could help me, and he did, and he pulled me off to the side, and he helped me out a lot.
And so Glenn said maybe what was not.
Yeah, I wanted to see what, you know, hitters got to prepare for pitchers too, right? So, I mean, you know, when I get a report on me, and you know, I can kind of see what I've been doing and what, you know, my tendencies were. And I think we got, you know, a little happy with one pitch in particular, and now we just got to mix everything in now. Yeah, I mean, you got to be humble in this game, or you're going to get humbled. And you know, I got humbled in front of the Cubby faithful and all of MLB. So I mean, you know, you just got to take that and you know, try to be a little bit humility and then just build off of it and try to, you know, I guess build you know, a good sort of a routine so that you can build off it and be better.
Love that. Love hearing that. We're going to run it by the great Ron Coomer next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.